What happens when a kingdom fractures and five men claim the same crown? In the aftermath of King Robert Baratheon's death, Westeros explodes into chaos as brothers turn against brothers, old alliances crumble, and ancient houses pursue vengeance. Meanwhile, across the Narrow Sea, a young woman walks into flames and emerges with three dragons, creatures thought extinct for centuries. And far to the frozen north, where an ancient wall stands against the darkness, the Night's Watch discovers that the real threat to humanity isn't the war for the throne, but something far older and more terrifying. This is the world of A Clash of Kings, where political ambition collides with supernatural awakening, and where the Game of Thrones reveals its deadliest truth. In war, everyone loses something. The War of the Five Kings transforms Westeros into a deadly chessboard. Robb Stark marches south to avenge his father, winning battles through tactical brilliance while his bannermen proclaim him king in the north. The late king's brothers, Stannis and Renly Baratheon, raise competing armies. Stannis claims legal right as Robert's true heir. Renly counters that popularity matters more than birth order. Across the sea, Balon Greyjoy declares the Iron Islands independent, sending his son Theon to raid the undefended north. In King's Landing, Boy King Joffrey sits on the Iron Throne, his reign marked by sadistic cruelty, massacring his father's bastards and tormenting Sansa with her father's severed head. These five kings reveal different aspects of power. Stannis has the strongest legal claim, but his rigid justice makes him unlikable. Renly commands the largest army through sheer popularity. Robb fights for justice while struggling with kingship thrust upon him at 15. Joffrey's cruelty stems from Cersei, who taught him power means never answering for your actions. The war explores competing visions of leadership, revealing how the crown itself becomes a burden that warps those who seek it. A blood-red comet blazes across the sky. Daenerys sees dragons returning. Melisandre sees her god's favor. Common folk see only doom. Magic, dormant for generations, is awakening. In Karth, Daenerys survives the House of the Undying, where visions blur time. Rhaegar's death, a crowned wolf's head, prophecies of betrayal. Her three dragons, Drogon, Rhaegal, and Viserion, grow increasingly dangerous, creatures of pure instinct she struggles to control. At Dragonstone, Melisandre births shadow assassins for Stannis, murdering Renly through sorcery that drains Stannis' life force. Her magic binds him to religious fanaticism, both political tool and supernatural force. Beyond the Wall, the Night's Watch encounters Wights and White Walkers, ancient beings whose blue eyes promise extinction. Jon's discovery of dragonglass weapons suggests humanity once fought them before. Bran discovers he can enter his direwolf's mind, experiencing the world through animal senses. His prophetic dreams show a three-eyed crow calling him north. Jojen and Mira Reed reveal green seers, those who see through time via weirwood trees. Magic demands terrible costs. Melisandre's shadows drain life. Daenerys's dragons resist control. Bran's warging threatens to trap him in animal consciousness. Magic transforms those who touch it in dangerous, unpredictable ways. The Stark-Lannister conflict represents a philosophical war between honor and pragmatism. The Starks embody duty and moral principle. The Lannisters represent cunning and ruthless advantage-seeking. Robb Stark wins every battle through military skill and honor-inspired loyalty. Yet this same honor creates vulnerabilities. He trusts Theon Greyjoy despite warnings, who betrays him and seizes Winterfell. He accepts humiliating terms from the notoriously unreliable House Frey. Contrast this with Tyrion Lannister. As Hand of the King, he navigates through manipulation and strategic thinking. To identify the council traitor, he tells each member a different secret and waits to see which reaches Cersei, revealing Pycelle as the spy. Despite constant prejudice, Tyrion weaponizes his intelligence. I have a realistic grasp of my own strengths and weaknesses. My mind is my weapon. Both approaches have fatal flaws. Stark honor inspires loyalty but invites exploitation. Lannister pragmatism achieves results but breeds lasting enmity. Every manipulation creates another enemy. The novel poses uncomfortable questions. Should a ruler prioritize justice or stability? Is it better to be loved or feared? Can you maintain principles while playing politics? There are no easy answers, only choices that reveal character and create consequences. While great lords battle for supremacy, the war's true cost falls on those with no power to shape events. Arya Stark, disguised as a boy, witnesses villages burned and refugees starving as she flees through the countryside. Her journey from highborn daughter to desperate survivor strips away any romantic notions about war's glory. Serving as cupbearer to Tywin Lannister at Harrenhal, she learns that proximity to power means nothing without the ability to wield it. Sansa faces different dangers in King's Landing, trapped as Joffrey's betrothed and hostage. When beaten by his Kingsguard for her brother's victories, she must thank him for his mercy. She's learning to wear courtesy as armor, hiding her true self beneath layers of performance. "My skin has turned to porcelain, to ivory, to steel," she thinks, chronicling her transformation from naive girl to shrewd survivor. Brienne of Tarth, mocked for her unfeminine appearance and martial abilities, finds purpose serving Renly Baratheon. Her loyalty survives even his death, as she swears to protect Catelyn Stark, revealing how rigid gender expectations limit human potential. Jon Snow infiltrates the Wildlings, discovering they're simply people fleeing south from something terrible. When forced to kill Corran Hathiand to maintain his cover, the act haunts him. Was it duty or murder? Through these perspectives, children, women, outcasts, and those caught between worlds, the narrative reveals war's true nature, chaos that destroys the vulnerable and forces people to compromise their values just to survive. Stannis Baratheon's fleet attacks King's Landing, but Tyrion's preparations, a massive chain and wildfire-laden ships, prove devastating. The volatile substance turns the river into a green inferno, burning hundreds as vessels crash against the barrier. Tyrion leads from the front, personally commanding a sortie when the gates breach. His courage rallies the troops, but Sir Mandon Mor's assassination attempt leaves him gravely wounded. Despite saving the city, his father sidelines him, proof that brilliance can't overcome judgment based on appearance and blood. The battle transforms others. Sandor Clegane breaks under his fire phobia, abandoning his post drunk and visiting Sansa's chamber in a disturbing scene, revealing both brutality and twisted honor before fleeing entirely. Cersei, believing defeat certain, nearly poisons Tommen rather than see him captured, maternal love twisted monstrous by fear and pride. Stannis personally leads the assault, even as his fleet burns, but Tywin Lannister and the Tyrells' timely arrival proves decisive. The Blackwater shifts dynamics, establishing new conflicts while leaving the realm's instability unresolved. While kings fight over territory, a greater threat approaches. Winter is coming, bringing forces that care nothing for human crowns. The Great Ranging discovers not just wildling enemies, but signs of something ancient awakening. The White Walkers, dismissed as legend, are real, and gathering an army of the dead. Northern storylines blend traditional fantasy elements, ancient magic, prophetic dreams, skin changing, with psychological realism. Jon's infiltration forces genuine moral questioning about who truly threatens the realm. Bran's magical abilities develop alongside his struggle with paralysis, his supernatural gifts emerging as transformation rather than compensation. This juxtaposition of immediate human concerns against cosmic threats gives the story its power. The question becomes not who will sit the Iron Throne, but whether there will be a realm left to rule. Balon Greyjoy's decision to attack the North rather than ally with Robb reveals how personal resentment overrides strategic sense. He lets memories of his failed rebellion drive his choices over rational calculation. A clash of kings reveals the hidden costs of ambition. Every crown weighs heavy. Every victory plants seeds of future defeat. As winter approaches and magic awakens, the Game of Thrones reveals its ultimate truth. The real enemy isn't the person on the throne, It's the throne itself and our endless willingness to sacrifice everything for the illusion of power.